This is Unnews Sports. Tiger Woods says his bouncy days are over. March 2010, Miami Beach, Florida. Philandering Tiger Woods says he has suffered enough and now plans to go back on the golf course and resume his career. He has also agreed to drink more bromide to cut down on his bouncy urges. The stripy serial seducer told hard-hitting news channel Nickelodeon that he is, quote, ready and willing, unquote, to pick up his golf clubs and go back out looking for the birdies. Quote, I have been lying in the bottom of the toy box for the last 4 months ever since my Swedish wife, Pippi Longstocking, found out I had been playing about in the rough, unquote. Wood's first game since his disgrace will be a celebrity golf tournament in 100 Acre Wood. In a break from tradition, the local golf course has imposed strict Sharia law, which should stop unwanted and unaccompanied women being allowed anywhere near Wood's bulging golf bags. Speaking on behalf of the Aunt Augusta Memorial Crazy Golf Course, Tiger Woods' libel lawyers, Christopher Robin and Associates, claim the restrictions imposed on women attending weren't sexist, but a matter of respecting the sponsors of the event, the Taliban Islamic Toy Shop. Said Robin, quote, crazy golf is a serious business, and since Mr. Woods withdrew from all activities related to the game, interest has dramatically declined. Tiger Woods is a unique asset, and his fans will be happy to see him unzipping his bag, pulling out a shaft, and driving his balls across the rough. This has been Unnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.